People often ask me where to buy yerba mate and recommendations, and I'd suggest going to supporting a local store or a small business if possible. However, if you're living somewhere where you can't, like I once was, and they just don't offer the yerba that you want, check out Pampa Direct. They have the largest supply of yerba mate that I've seen, and I've learned and tried so many from them before that I've never seen anywhere else. But not only yerba, they also have dulce de leche, alfajores, shirts like jerseys, games and snacks like chocolinas, which is one of my wife's favorite cookies. And I found some really great recommendations on there for beginners, such as Don Eregi, which is something I learned about by just trying different stuff there. And also some of my personal favorites, which is Pipore and Aguantadora Despalada. They have great customer service that speaks English, and in fact, they shipped me another package of yerba for free after they had mixed up one of my orders. And they always include like little, you know, extras, like little candies and stuff, which is really nice. And they ship anywhere in the world, and they offer free shipping here in the U.S. with an order of $50 or more. That may change depending on your country. And as a sponsor of the show, they offer 10% off on your first order with the code POWER. Go to yerbamatepower.com/pampa to place an order. Again, that's yerbamatepower.com/pampa. P-A-M-P-A. Pampa. Thanks.
Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of yerba mate with the world. Introducing your host, Devin.
Welcome, materos, to the Yerba Power Podcast. Guess what? We're on episode 5. Can you believe it? Honestly, I don't. I didn't think I would, you know, ever start this in the first place. So I really do appreciate you guys, you know, building the community around us. And that's actually the topic of today's podcast episode, how to build community. And I reached out to Jason of Yerba Crew. He is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States. And the reason why is because he's doing a really good job of authentically building yerba mate community with kind of different people than just the typical, I hate to say this, but, you know, like hipsters or people that are maybe just familiar with, you know, South America or yerba mate, kind of like myself, actually. Reaching out to different people and places and connecting with them in different ways. So if you haven't checked out his stuff, just look him up at Yerba Crew on Instagram or YouTube as well. And you're going to really enjoy this episode, I promise, because I listened to it myself and I've only edited maybe 2 seconds out of the whole thing. And that was just cutting out maybe just some minor ahs, filler words and stuff. The whole episode is really great to listen to. You're going to hear the passion in his voice. And that's kind of the thing that he talks about too, about sharing your passion and your story. And he has a great story. Listen to the whole episode. I promise you're going to enjoy it. You're going to take lots of notes. Everything that you need to know about the episode or whatever, I'm going to put in the show notes on the episode. If you scroll down, click on the show notes, it'll have the other links and stuff that you may be looking for. So now let's get to the show. Enjoy. All right, Jason, welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, man, it's honestly a true honor and pleasure to have you. We were just talking about how I don't really remember how I found you, unfortunately, the whole story. But I remember I just, you know, sent you a message and like, okay, here's a guy in Philadelphia. So he's in the U.S. because I was looking for other U.S. counts that you know, with yerba mate, obviously in English and everything. That was the other thing. And I was like, okay, Philadelphia, that's a unique location. That's not, you know, New York or Miami or Los Angeles. So I was like, well, what's this guy got going on? And then to me, like seeing how you've built community is something that's, you know, I aspire to do, but it's also true to the heart of yerba mate. Mm-hmm. So that's really why I'm honored to have you on the podcast today. And so we'll get to that here in a minute, but first and foremost, I just want to hear about your mate story. So kind of how did you find yerba mate? Like, do you have any, you know, South American background at all there, or,
you know, what's the story or how long you've been drinking it?
Sure. And thank you for having me on it. Like we were saying, this is my first podcast, so it's like pushing myself out of my comfort zone too, because what we're saying is I'm more of a in the background kind of person, but it's like if you want to build a business, build a community, you have to put yourself out there and people appreciate it. They want to hear your story. So it's a fun process to be going through. So
believe me, I found it hard and really fake sometimes to post like pictures of myself drinking mate because it feels so goofy. But
And you always have to get like the sock out of the background or whatever is in it.
Exactly. Especially my kid. Yeah, I've got like all kinds of junk in the background, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so anyway, and also
hold on with your books over here.
Right. Yeah. With your Instagram account too. It's really cool to see other people promoting yerba mate, showing their experience and like just real life. And it's you can do it in the US. So it's very cool. And then it's kind of just online, you see just once you put yourself out there, then you see other people kind of saying, hey, I know that, or what about that? What about, and it kind of builds. So, So anyway, for my origin story with mate, it was say 2008. And so a lot of mine has to do with work, with my day job. So back in 2008, I was on the IT side working on supply chain systems, and we were working with a consultant company that was coming up to help us with this project that was supposed to be a year long. And they were coming out from Argentina. And I think at that point, honestly, for if you asked me where Argentina was, I would have been like, I don't know, either Europe or South America or something. Right. So it was like that level of understanding. And I hadn't traveled too much like anything at that point. So fairly ignorant about kind of everything outside the US. So it was a lot of exposure. So we went to kick off the project, and we were in this like war room that was in a warehouse. You had to go up these little steel steps into this little room with like concrete blocks, no windows. And these three people walk in, and they're Argentinians. They sit down at the table like towards the end of me, and pull out their thermos. And then I see them pull out their like, which I didn't know what it was at that point, just some funky looking cup. And then this big bag, kilo looking thing of something in it.
This sounds like something that should be in a movie or a documentary.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're, what eventually I learned was their bombilla. And, you know, we're just, you know, no attention is drawn to them. They're kind of, we're just kicking off the meeting, and I'm watching them go about their thing of prepping their mate. What is that?
What is going on here?
Yeah. And even before that, when they came in and introduced themselves, it was the kiss on the cheek. So it was like,
oh, really? They did the kiss on the cheek?
So the cultural shock of like what's going on kind of thing.
Full on, yeah.
Yeah, I was in that the whole thing. But yeah, so it was, I saw them doing it. And then at some break time, you know, they let me try it. And I get that initial, like the shock a little bit. The bitterness, like, oh, this is interesting, and like just the way that it looks in the mate. And then we were sharing it, like, you know, one mate cup, passing it around to each other. That's another little shock, say from a US perspective, where you got
especially that same straw.
So it was like this whole,
and you didn't question it, or they just gave it to you and you just drank it?
I think I questioned it but didn't want to like offend or something, so I just sure went with it, right? So it was, and it's like, oh, you see other people doing it, okay, it must be it's just kind of accept it. And at that point, really, I was drinking every morning. I would go to Wawa, which I don't know if you know Wawa.
Go
to Wawa.
Fun way to work. Fact, Wawa, just sorry to totally break up the story here. This just a fun fact, but Wawa in Bolivia is a Quechua word basically meaning for child. So this shirt I'm actually wearing is from Bolivia. So Wawa is you know, child, like, you know, like baby or whatever. So I don't know, that was hilarious to us too, because when showing my family that, like, there's a gas station in Wawa. So anyway,
And I think it was starting in New Jersey or so, and I think it's some other type of Native American,
Okay.
Meaning for something. I don't know.
I've only seen it in Florida. I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, they have it
on. Got it though, right?
Yeah,
stork or something, I think. Maybe
geese
or goose something. Or okay.
Yeah, yeah, flying. Yeah,
okay.
I think. But yeah, so it was every morning I would go to Wawa, pick up a Red Bull and a soft pretzel, and take that into work. So drink a Red Bull every morning, soft pretzel. So it was like
yeah, you were living terrible, your life.
Yeah, terrible health wise. Overall, though, I'm a fairly active person, but yeah, so it was kind of seeing that. I actually didn't. I did that, drank a little bit with them, but I didn't fully build it into my routine for a couple years. Actually, after that, it was. That was like my first intro. Tried it
in 2008.
Yeah, yeah, and then it was, kind of throughout that time I learned more about Argentina. You know, I was like, yes, it is in South America.
Working with them and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and learning more about the culture. And then we had this other project that came up in 2012-13, and that was where I started to work with another group of Argentinians, and we're working every single day, and the stress of the work, your outlet was going to get mate at a break time, get the hot water, you would drink it together. And that was when it actually built into my routine more, because it was about like a 2-year project and it was every single day. And then we started to travel down to Argentina for work too.
Nice. So
when I went to Argentina, then I was like in the Mecca of yerba mate, like right in the airport, right? Everybody's got the thermos, the mate, get into the cab or into a bus. And it's, you know, yeah, the bus driver. It was great seeing the bus driver, and then the person like sitting next to them, filling up the mate, handing it to the bus driver, them sipping it, handing it back. And it was like this way to unite people, even strangers. And then, yeah, in Argentina, that's when we would, you know, be drinking mate together in groups, go to people's houses. And then in the parks, like, say in Philadelphia or something, you would see maybe people have like a 6-pack of beer that they're drinking. But in Argentina, people did have 6-packs, but they also had, you know, their mate all over the place. So I was like, oh, this is such an awesome, like, healthy way to meet up with people, drink this mate together. Yeah. And then it was probably for the next, really up until a couple years ago when COVID hit. I started with work, and then would add on these vacations in Argentina. And like, I went to like Iguazu, to Salta, the Patagonia region, El Chaltén, like all these different regions. And it was like this, the full Argentinian experience was like getting embedded in my head. And throughout that whole time, I was drinking mate. And so this association between these experiences and like this awesome healthy feeling, like that, the, you know, the actual health benefit side and the focus, the kind of euphoric feeling, the positive feelings, all of that association with the culture, the taste, the preparation, everything in Argentina, I could feel it in the US where I live. And like, I would either be working on projects or remote, so at my house. So it's like, you can still feel that connection with other people, even if you're by yourself in your place.
Wow, so that's powerful.
Yeah, that was, say, origin wise, it was introduced to it, didn't have it right away. And then it started to get embedded. And then the Argentinians would laugh. They said, okay, when did you actually start making it at home? And I would say, oh, yeah, I started it, whatever, a couple weeks ago. They're like, yep, you're in it now. Right. Like, it's a transition from having it in a group or someone else preparing. Actually, like, maybe 2 years ago, I started, I did this, just playing around like 10 levels of yerba mate or something. And it was like, the first level is, you know, you just saw it. Second level is you taste it. Third is, you have it in a group. Fourth is you make it for yourself. Yep. Fifth is like, you make it for someone else. Like, and it was fun to like create these little levels to see. But yeah, it was, yeah, that was my intro mate. So it was a full experience. And then I started the actual business in 2020 during the pandemic. Do you want me to get into that? Or
I'd love to. I like a couple points there. I mean, number one, that's super powerful story.
Thanks.
Of how it's changed your life, honestly. I mean, you know, not to oversell it, but seriously, like it has changed your life perspective into what you're doing now, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, making it for yourself. That is the true mark. That's when you, you know, become like a true adult, is what they'll say. You know, you can prepare it for yourself or drink it without sugar.
Yeah.
But that's awesome, man. Yeah, please. I definitely want to hear about, you know, how that transition worked from like, okay, like this is something I'm drinking with these guys to like, okay, like this is my passion. This is what I'm doing, like business and like the community you've built and from where, like, how did that all start? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So say March, April, 2020, right when the lockdown started happening.
Right in the heart of it. You just decided.
Right in the heart of it. Right. it was kind of like one of those little aha moments, I guess, because it was, I always I always enjoyed, like, growing up, I wanted to be a video game developer kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
This video game thing. Kind of was always on the business side of things, like an entrepreneurial kind of route, but
yeah,
always kind of busy with my day job and traveling. Like, I traveled a lot for the years leading up to the pandemic. So I was always busy with something else, couldn't really focus. So right at the beginning of pandemic, lockdown happened. It was like maybe a week or two in. And it was week or two in, girlfriend broke up with me. Mm. And then I think that was on like a Wednesday or something. Saturday, I dropped stuff off to her. Sunday, I shaved my head. I was like, the Sunday was like the Britney Spears moment where it was like locked in. I can't go to the gym. Like, my daily routine was, you know, you do some type of work, go to the gym, you know, get out, things like that. And it was like, what do I do with my time? And it was, I have a picture of it, like my shaved head drinking my mate. And it was like, within one of those days, I was like, oh, this is my chance to like actually focus in, try to start a business online and with yerba mate, like my passion. It's like the passion around yerba mate, it's a bit odd. Like, when you, I don't know, when I zoom out a bit, I go, how can someone be so passionate about a type of tea, like infusion, right? Yeah. So it's like, but if you feel it, then other people probably do too. Mm-hmm. And if people don't know about it, how do you introduce them to it so that they can then feel it? So yeah, started right around there at the beginning of the pandemic, kind of started just like almost like a fan website. And because I'm on like the IT techie side, I was like, what's a Shopify platform? Mm-hmm. Got Shopify installed, got a domain, started playing with it, and then, you know, started an Instagram account. And I think it was, say, June of that year, I got a message on my website from, like, what you get plenty of spam messages on your website if people don't. And I was like, oh, this actually seems like a real person. And it was a girl that was in Philadelphia. And then on the same day, another girl in Philadelphia sent me a message too, saying, hey, do you have a shop? Which I didn't have a shop.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, hey, if you're local, we can meet up and have a little macchiato together.
Mm-hmm.
And so they agreed. So it was like strangers via the web.
On the internet.
We met up in a park in Philadelphia. It's called Washington Square Park. And that's where I stole the macchiatos. And it was like a true macchiato. Like, they brought their dogs, family, and you know, we just shared mate together. And they were so surprised that like a business in Philadelphia was selling mate, because it's such like a niche kind of area. So yeah, it was, and then it kind of just kept growing. Like, at first I wanted to sell on Amazon, and then it was on the Amazon route. It was a bit, you couldn't really apply your personality to it as much, because you're in that whole Amazon ecosystem. So I eventually kind of transitioned out of Amazon, went back towards my Yerba Crew site and trying to build up a community that way. So it's been 3 years. It's been like ups and downs throughout the whole entire time. But I'm learning, constantly learning, and it's pushing me outside my comfort zone constantly, because it's, when you're trying to run a business and build a community all online, it's complicated. It's like, you can't be sitting next to somebody showing them how to drink mate. You have to be able to tell your story, explain it on the web for a stranger, And then somehow they have to be able to try it and then get that same kind of feeling that, that you get. Mm. So it's been fun. It's, you know, you get your ups and downs of stress, and then you get an email from someone saying, hey, I tried that mate, I'm drinking it all the time now and I love it. And it's like, boom, yeah. that nice little high of, you know, someone another, else is trying it.
They another hit it. Another hit of mate yourself, right?
Yeah. Yep. So throughout the whole time, so my like tagline or motto is drink to connect. So I kind of thought of it when I was walking around Philadelphia and during COVID. It was like, all right, what is the power of mate? And it's like, okay, connect to yourself because of that, that focus, that great feeling, that connection to like your prior experiences, and then connect to each other. And so that's more the Matiata route, and this, you know, sharing this with other people, like somewhat egos dropping, maybe because you just want to be able to share the mate with someone and you want it, so you have to be nice kind of thing. It's you know, seeing that, like, you know, people from, you know, VPs to just interns, like sharing a mate together, and like, you know, family members, everything like that. So that connection to each other, and then the connection to tradition. So it's like whatever it is, hundreds or thousands of years that people have been drinking mate, there's this tradition about it, the routine, you know, that connection back in history to people that were doing it before you. I think, you know, those three kind of points cover a lot of what I want to focus on with the business.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's some cool insights. Yeah.
Yep.
I never, well, I mean, of course I thought about, you know, the connection, but I didn't think about it in that way. Mm. The connection to the tradition itself of, like, yeah, like you said, the people before you and, you know, the originators, of course. And I mean, even Earth itself, I guess, you know, because it's obviously a natural product. That's right. Cool, man.
Yeah.
That's like some deep philosophy there. I like that. So.
Thank you. Yeah. I had a lot of time to think.
Right. Well, that's the beauty of mate. For me, that's the thing I like about it too. Like you said, I don't know. It brings out a different person in me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
That, like you said.
Yeah.
It's one thing I always like to say is, it's one of those things that you can enjoy by yourself or with others, you know, either way you're, you know, connecting in some way. Yeah. Like you said, that's cool, man. So how did people in like Philadelphia get interested, I guess?
Yeah.
Did you do like a bunch of, you know, random sampling places at different, like, I don't know, how do you get, because that's the thing I wonder is, like, how do you get people interested? I mean, you walk around, people ask you questions, but to get them to try it, like you said, or to get them to really, you know.
Yeah. I just constantly talked about it around my friends, just forced them to try it. No, it was,
I've definitely done that.
Yeah. But no, it was around Philadelphia. What's interesting is it's kind of cool, like going from working in a more corporate kind of larger company setting to back to this small business site, started to see this smaller or this community of smaller businesses around Philadelphia. So when I was looking to get my initial kind of like lifestyle photos done for my website, reached out to this guy that was a photographer in Philadelphia and said, hey, can you help me do photos for my company and for my site? And he was like, oh, do you have any people, you know, that you want to use as the models, or, you know, that would actually take part in the session? I was like, not really. Do you know people? And he goes, yeah, I know some people. And literally those same people are people that I'm still working with today, because they were all, you know, unique takes on things and small business owners. And a couple of them were still our yoga instructors. So I started to find like this connection between the kind of yoga community and that whole feeling with yerba mate too. So
something along the lines of health and fitness and connection and, you know.
Yeah. And like trying something different and pure, right? It's from a plant. You're not adding a ton to it. It's, you know, plant and water. So we had some, we had one event at a yoga studio where it was really cool. It was like a little mate 101 class where we sat around in a circle. It was probably like 12 of us. And like, it was 3 hours long, started to explain mate. And it was watching people get really excited about it. And it was,
wow.
I think none of them ever drank mate before, and it was, but they had some understanding of what it was, or none. And it was just seeing them have it, and then the association with Argentina, it was really cool to see. So that was like for the non-yerba mate drinkers. And so
yeah,
through these other collaborations where it's like people that probably would enjoy that community aspect and the cultural aspect, introducing it to them. So
yeah,
say yoga wise. So we did a yoga session, and then we did drank mate afterwards. A lot of these things are what I like to do too. Like I like
yoga,
right? I like to be active. I like to be out in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is like, I think has the largest number of murals around the city. Like, so take photos in front of murals. And so it's these people. I know I like it. I know what I like. So post that, you'll get more people to come and be introduced to it. But then on the other side of it, it was just people that do drink yerba mate or visited Argentina that are in Philadelphia. As soon as I started posting things on Instagram and on the website and started showing up higher on Google, those people found me and started to kind of join our community that way. So it was those pieces. And then, having last year, I tried to really start it with a monthly mateadas. So have a just very, very casual posting it on Instagram and on my website, a mateada during the nicer weather times, to say April through October or so. And with the expectation of, hey, it might just be me showing up. But whatever, cool.
Be okay
I'm drinking
with that.
Mate, I'll read a book, whatever. It never ended up being just me each month. It's like, it would range between, you know, four people and, you know, 14 people.
Wow.
So it was really cool to see, because some of my friends would come through, family members.
Sure.
And then you had other people that, that have, basically the girls that have followed along right from the beginning, from the first mateada. One of them still comes, you know, basically every month and is helping with ideas for yerba crew, everything like that. So,
Awesome.
People coming in. There's also a Facebook group called Argentinos in Philadelphia. And so I posted some things to there. And so we had some people come from there. And so it's a good mix of either friends, people, repeat people, people that drank mate before, or people that are visiting from Argentina that were looking up a place to have to, you know, find people that also like mate. So it's like a really cool mix of experienced people or new people that are curious, all coming together and learning from each other. So yeah, I think that's really in Philadelphia, that physical side of things. But what I like to do too is showing that and then giving that as an example for hopefully other people to do in other cities, to show, hey, you don't need a big event to have a mateada. Bring a picnic blanket and just say that you're going and see who comes, and kind of just get it going a bit. And it's then whatever, people in the park walking past you, they wonder what it is, and it's just a, you know, slowly but surely build up this community, and that can extend anywhere globally. It's really cool. And it's like you get these, you post those things, and I get messages from people in Russia or like Syria.
That's the mind blowing thing to me too.
Of saying, hey, I really like what you're doing there. We drink mate too. And go, oh, how'd you learn? They're like, oh, I went to school with someone, and I live with someone that introduced them to me. And so it's like building that physical community, but then you're having these other associations online and
so you were talking about like getting messages from other people in different parts of the world, and
so it's not just a satisfaction for other people, it's also for me. I'm like, I'm building the community that I want to be a part of.
And
like a, you know, hey, why wait on someone else when you can start it yourself? And really going that route, it's fun for me.
It's like, it's because to me, it's like, okay, this is a guy I want to talk to, even if it wasn't about like,
yes, yeah,
the podcast, like, I just want to talk to this guy. So yeah. Might as well record an episode while I'm at it. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cause I'll get, after someone buys something, I send emails to people introducing myself, et cetera. And it's like, I offer, hey, if you want to, have a quick video call, if you're trying to prepare your mate, I can help you, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's, that's fun for me. Like, yeah. That's where it's like, I know I'm in the right area, right? It's, So it's really cool. Just seeing globally, people reaching out, and it kind of reminds me of like some Disney movie where it's, you're walking through the woods and like these people just like pop out of nowhere and they're like, hey, you drink mate? And then it's like, yeah, out of these different ranges. And it's like these people come out of the woodworks and it's, you're just giving them some type of platform to meet each other, kind of to build off each other. So yeah, that's really cool. And then, like I was saying earlier, it was, while we were on break, one of my friends who's getting into filmography, he kind of pitched an idea to me a couple years ago of Connect with Philly. And so it's, we have drink to Connect, and then this is Connect with Philly, and it's a YouTube series that's kind of highlighting people around the Philadelphia area or associated with Philadelphia that have like a unique take on whatever they're doing. And it's a lot of the time it's focused around movement, so yoga, or like Alex that you interviewed,
right? Yeah.
Like Alex is my trainer, my personal trainer, and awesome,
really cool dude, I think, right? I'm glad I met him through you. Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, like you said, connecting, like, oh, here's a guy I would have not met otherwise. It's, it's cool. Yeah.
And so it's yoga, movement, music. So a lot of like, it's like this flow of how do you get the creativity going and then build something from it. And then also, we'll have another episode coming out, say next month or so, of like a local Argentine cafe called Jezebel's. Jezebel is, she's from, I think the Salta region, I think from, Jujuy. And that's, so she has,
where, my wife's family's from Jujuy.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. So she's,
you'll have to connect me there. Gotta find
excellent, empanadas. She does a lot of, I think she's the only chef there, like makes everything like excellent food. And she also has like her own unique take on, running a business with her personality and keeping it authentic. So it's, we have the series kind of moving along, and it's really cool to see. I've learned a lot from just, seeing these interviews with these different people. How are they perceiving what they're going to do, especially during the pandemic? And then just in general on if they're trying to, build a yoga community or a movement community, or, going to concerts, music, or dealing with the ups and downs of whatever they're trying to do too. So it's these quick, not quick, let's say like 5 to 8 minute films, just highlighting that. And then some of them have a link back into Yerba Mate, but all of them have a link into Philadelphia. So it's kind of just building out this culture, because I'm in Philadelphia. It's, I love Philadelphia and the communities in Philadelphia, the unique pieces of Philadelphia. So embrace the city that you're in, and, build a community here and kind of set it as an example for hopefully other cities also. So
nice.
Yeah.
Random question that I didn't prepare you for, who has the better, cheesesteak?
Maybe two angles to it, right? Any person that comes to Philadelphia like internationally and just want to give them a tour and give them like a Philadelphia experience, I'll take them to Pat's and Gina's, which is like the stereotypical kind of thing. But when you go to Pat's, you can order your cheesesteak, but then you can also stand on this little plaque on the grounds that is where Rocky stood in the movie, right? So it's, no matter what the cheesesteak tastes like, it's that experience of South Philadelphia cheesesteak. Now, if I had to pick the best tasting one, then I would go more towards, it's called D'Alessandro's, and it's in the Roxborough neighborhood. So, but it's always, you'll have people hating on every single choice that you have, and you can hate on anyone else's. It's also,
I'll have to try that other one though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I made it when we made a trip through there, I had pets for sure.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'll be honest, like it was freaking amazing. But that's also coming from, I guess, not being in Philadelphia, where all other imitations of cheesesteaks have just been terrible. And then you realize, man, this is what it should taste like. Like, cause you realized it was like, oh, this has just been basically microwave meat essentially before, you know?
Yeah.
So cool. Well, I'll have to check that out another time if I get up there.
Yeah.
So what other plans, projects, things you're working on, or where can the people kind of find you? Obviously Instagram, at Yerba Crew.
Yep.
I think you got it. I know you have a YouTube channel, right?
Yep. Yeah. So, Instagram, YouTube, everything is, at Yerba Crew. So, most active on Instagram, YouTube, and then, a little bit on Facebook, but it's more of just kind of keeping the community on Facebook updated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm playing with TikTok, but, I'm not doing anything too fancy on it yet. So we'll eventually be building into that. And then on my website, and then also like my newsletter, where I'm giving updates, you know, each month on what's going on with Yerba Crew. If we have any discounts or events coming up, any other announcements, we're also sending out those monthly. I think that's about it. But it's, what
how
I'm trying to
people
offer.
Find your newsletter through the website?
Yeah. So on the website, with initial pop up, they sign up. You also get 20% off first order too.
Nice.
And then you can also sign up. There's other links on there. And then on the website, we also post the upcoming Matiatis, so that whole schedule of things. But yeah, it's what I'm trying to do. I'm almost there with my business. Is offer a variety of the mates. Bombijas. We're hopefully launching a thermos in a couple months, working on that now.
Nice.
And then selling the yerba. So some of the popular brands like Cruz de Malta, Playdito, La Merced, Anna Park, which is a growing one very quickly. So find me anywhere. Shoot me. I run the Instagram account myself, so it's DMs can come in through there. But yeah. Mostly keeping people up to date on Instagram. That's what I'm most comfortable with. Quick, easy. And if you're in Philadelphia, come to the Matiata. Or I think it'll be really cool to see other people having Matiata events around wherever it is. I think that's it's one of my little dreams to be able to see, across the U.S. these things popping up all over the place.
All right, I'm inspired. I know you've talked to me about it before, but got to make it happen. I can't let you down. Keep building the connection. So I'll let you hold me accountable to that. So
we'll do.
Hopefully by the time this episode comes out, we'll have something to prove to you. Well, hey, Jason, I really do appreciate your time and sharing all that story. So many great things that personally I took notes. And I hope this really helps build the community throughout the world, sharing the power of Yerba Mate, which is the connection, which we talked about. And hopefully you'll do me the grace of one day, maybe we can do something else in the future. And till then, I guess, salud.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for doing all this, the podcast, everything, and introducing Mate to everyone. So it's like really, really cool to see. The community and people passionate about it. So great job. And
thank you.
As
my pleasure.
Just individuals, we can help each other out and help build it out. It's very cool.
Awesome. Thanks Jason. Have a great day, brother.
All right. Thank you
Materos, for listening to that episode. I really enjoyed recording that, and I hope you really enjoyed listening to it. There was so much insight there about building community and connection to Yerba Mate, and how it's, literally changed his life, and just hearing that passion in his voice and we're talking about it. And so it's just fun to connect with people like that. And so I hope you've learned a lot from this community and that it's been beneficial for you, and also, to give back to others that what Yerba Mate has done for you. Feel free at any time, to send me a message on Instagram. That's where I'm most active as well. And a very cool thing that came out of this is that Jason is offering our listeners 10% off their first order by using the code POWER. So if you go to his website, order whatever you want. I personally have ceramic mate. It's called Iguazu Blue. So it's off the Iguazu waterfalls. I really like it because it's the colors are really cool, and it makes me think of the waterfalls when drinking it. And that's kind of like my little vision for it. Somewhere I really want to be. My wife's been there. I haven't been, but she's told me so many great stories. And so that's kind of my vision board going to Iguazu. I also got the Anna Park yerba from him that I did a review recently. If you have not seen that on Instagram, go check that out. It's a really solid yerba, to be honest. I'm 100% honest there, is that I've tasted it and tried it, and it's simple. It's not complex, but that's also the good thing about it being organic. It's something that wouldn't be too strong for beginners, but also a good flavor for those that have been drinking a while. I definitely encourage you to check it out. It's actually some really good stuff. You know, be honest, it's a little bit pricier. That's comes with the conservation and organic nature of it, you know, of not mass producing it. But if you use that code POWER, get you at least 10% off first order. So go out there, support small businesses like Jason, and drink to connect. Share some yerba mate with a friend, share it with a family member, someone that you want to get to try. You never know, might change their life too, like it has for Jason, myself, and a lot of other people. So thank you guys. Talk to you soon.